Well, as you've been hearing, the first Canadian to command the International Space Station is back on Earth. Chris Hadfield landed safely in Kazakhstan last night after a five-month stay aboard the International Space Station. Among those watching his return, Roberta Bondar, Canada's first female astronaut. I spoke with her this morning about returning to Earth and what that's like.
Good morning, Matt.
Quite a scene yesterday, and a remarkable thing to imagine going through. You've actually been involved in this in terms of returning from space on the shuttle, not on the Soyuz. But what is that voyage like?
Coming back, it gets to be quite warm. Coming through the atmosphere, and I'm sure Chris would experience this on the Soyuz, and he would certainly have good comparisons. But certainly coming back on the space shuttle, it does heat up pretty quickly. And the force of gravity, feeling it, even 1/6 of Earth's gravitational field coming back, you start noticing things dropping around us. And I'm
like
sure
physical things actually starting to drop.
Everything that you've lost in flight in the shuttle, in the Soyuz, they'd have things that they'd have floating around, bits and pieces. It just starts dropping. Everything's like a rain, and it's always happy you have your helmet on.
What does it feel like? I mean, you see things that are happening around you, but in your own body, as gravity takes hold again, what is that like?
I've likened it to having a very heavy weight put on your chest, a very heavy weight on your hands. Everything feels remarkable because we have not really felt weight. It's a very, very strange feeling that having been in bed, for example, with a flu for a week and then standing up, you kind of feel all your bones and you feel very, very heavy. And that's what you feel like coming back from space. You've felt nothing. So your body has recalibrated its sense of weight as well as coordination. And all this stuff just comes at you within probably about a 45-minute period. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse and increasing and increasing until you finally get to the 1G of Earth's gravitational field when you land.
Is it difficult just to remember that there's gravity around you, having spent time in outer space?
You raise a very good point. One of the things that astronauts have always mentioned is that we all have to be very careful when we come back, because you can actually take a coffee mug and just leave it in the air, expecting it to be there. Oh, of course, it's not there, and it lands on the floor and creates quite a mess. And the same with pens. I mean, when I came back, I remember just putting a pen out in the air, and it just dropped. I mean, obviously it dropped, but you wouldn't think it's going to drop. You just think, well, you know, you keep going on and doing stuff like you did an hour ago or 3 hours ago or yesterday, and it takes a while to stop doing that. We have so many automatic behaviors that we do, and then when we have to undo them, you kind of want it in a safe place.
What an unbelievable thing to go through. What do you think of what he was able to accomplish? I mean, so much has been said about his social media presence and the fact that he was so connected with what was happening down here. What do you think, from a scientific perspective and from the perspective of somebody who loves space, that he was able to accomplish?
I really can't comment too much on what he actually accomplished more than what I just like everybody else, have seen. I know that he's done some work up there in terms of some science experiments. I mean, he is an engineer, and he was the commander, so he had a lot of responsibility to check things all the time, and there's a lot of real estate up there for a person to be looking at and dealing with, especially with the ammonia leak. So I'm sure he had a lot of activities that he did that were part of the ongoing grand plan of the space station, and he was another person that contributed greatly to the progress of spaceflight that way. But certainly what we've seen is the connection with social media that's ever present, and he's been very fortunate that in his lifetime he's been able to do that kind of thing. And we'll see, obviously, the next Canadian astronaut who goes up, whatever that is, to be able to take that again and move it on even further.
How does your perspective of the Earth change when you're brought back to it after looking at it from above?
Each astronaut is different in the way he or she looks at the Earth again when they come back. I think most people treasure it more, and they treasure many things about the Earth. They treasure human life. They treasure the ability of human life to make progress in an ethical manner. They treasure the natural environment, and they treasure things that we have totally on the planet, because we know that there's nothing else within our reach. And people take that to heart, and they incorporate that in different ways in their lives, even if not in their profession going forward. They tend to incorporate it in a renewed sense of ethics. And there are people who don't. There are people who just, it's a job, and they carry on to the next thing.
Do you see it differently, though? I mean, I think of the photographs that you took from up there and then the incredible photographs that you've taken down here on Earth. I mean, do you see the Earth in a different way, having seen it from above?
Absolutely. The patterns are so different. I mean, it's like anything else. If you step back away far enough from something, you see it in a much different perspective. And we are fortunate enough from space and certainly the images that he sent back and the images NASA's had for many, many years that had been available online really show the unique part of the planet Earth, the swirls of cloud patterns, and the different types of colors that we see from space because they're much more muted, and the connections that the various oceans and land masses make in real time when we see it. It's not just looking at a map on the wall. So I think it's the reality component as well as the patterns. I think the two combined are very powerful.
It's always great to talk to you, Roberta. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's Roberta Bondar, Canada's first female astronaut.